This summer, the Pella Christian football team was looking for a new leader on offense. With a camp competition between Brett Rosa, the 2016 backup quarterback, and Noah Treimer, a starting defensive back a season ago, and perhaps the team's best overall athlete. But someone who wasn't even in the conversation in August is now driving Class 1A's most explosive offense.
Broom takes the snap, and he fakes it to Treimer, runs near side himself, bolts free at the 30, inside the 20, down near sideline 15, cuts it back 10, 5, touchdown Eagles, a 52-yard run.
Oh man, I would have never thought. I've been switched around a lot of positions in my past 4 years, so it really didn't cross my mind, but now it's time to show them what we got.
Hayden Vroom is now the quarterback of an Eagles team generating nearly 50 points per game.
It was tough at first hearing a couple of the changes, but I talked to Coach Kack and I said I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make this team successful, and that's what we've been doing. We've had 3 wins now since I was at quarterback, and I think we're doing pretty well. The team's adapting.
Time to throw, looking over the middle, has his man Roman, triple coverage. That pass is caught! Is he in? Yes! 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian! Hayden Vroom finds a gap in triple coverage, and the Eagles get a big touchdown before the half. Coming into the season, Vroom was expected to provide explosive plays in the primary slot receiver position after a season's worth of success as a second option to the state's all-time leading receiver. Now, he's calling the shots.
Vroom rolls out to his right. First and 10. Throws it near the end zone. Open. It's caught by Sam Brower. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. A floater from Vroom to Brower.
Quarterbacks coach Brad Jungling was excited to have Vroom join him at practices after the switch, as he believes Hayden is an explosive player that has always been flexible in moving around Rich Kaczmarinski's spread offense.
Hayden's always been a versatile player. He's just a great athlete, a great competitor. And yeah, he played quarterback early in his career. And even in JV, he played a little quarterback. And then he's been versatile since then, too. So his sophomore year and junior year, we moved him from slot to outside receiver. And so he knows our offense really well. And, you know, I think what makes him special as an athlete is his speed and his dynamic playmaking ability. But also, he's just a competitor. We just want him out there with the ball in his hands because he's one of those kids that kind of has a heart of a lion, and he's a winner.
With the amount of success Vroom has had so far, it's hard to believe he wasn't plan A or B when it came to quarterback. However, Jungling says that was a result of Vroom's success in another crucial position.
We wanted to utilize his speed, so we can do that at the slot receiver in both the jet and in running pass routes. But, you know, after the first couple weeks, it became apparent that we had two guys that not only were the fastest two guys on our team, but were both very dynamic with the football. And so we wanted to get the ball in their hands.
Jungling is alluding to the fact that Hayden's move to quarterback has had another huge benefit. Previously taking snaps, Noah Treimer found a position that better fit his skills.
Man in motion, handoff will go to Treimer in the backfield, has some trouble initially, will get spun around hard. He stays on his feet, going through numerous tackles. He breaks free to the 50, the 40. They're not going to get him, are they? 30, 20, to the 15. 10 has one man to beat. He is in. What an incredible run by Noah Treimer. He broke 4 or 5 tackles in the first 5 yards, and it's a touchdown Eagles.
Vroom says because they both have quarterback experience, it's allowed them to develop together.
Oh man, he's a fantastic runner. He's an awesome leader on this team. He was out lifting a bunch this summer, and we were just throwing the ball around quite a bit and running routes. So he knows the offense, and I know the offense quite a lot. So yeah, I'm proud that he knows what he's doing out there. We talk between plays on what we're going to do or what we're going to try to do on and accomplish on each play. Sometimes we bounce ideas around between plays. He'll be like, oh, Nathan O'Brien's open on this play. I'm like, yeah, I saw that already, but thank you. Thanks for having my back on that. So that's huge.
Vroom is quick to heap praise on a dominant offensive line and his mix of wide receivers, the unit he started the season on. Jungling says his selflessness and leadership instantly earned the respect of everyone on the Eagles sideline.
He's a great kid. He just cares about his teammates. He serves them. This summer, my son's a sophomore, and this summer he had the sophomores over to his house for a barbecue one night. And that's the kind of kid he is. He wants to enfold the young kids. That tells you a lot about him as an incoming senior. If you were at Woodward last week when we played Woodward Academy, I think his leadership skills were on display on the football field. It was a battle. They were running the ball against us, making some good big plays. In the second half, Hayden verbally and physically said, "Get on my back, guys. We're going to win this game." And you could just see it. He took control. And everybody rallied around him, and we ended up having a really good second half. So he's got that ability to just rally the troops, and when he talks, the team pays attention.
Jet motion. They fake the handoff. Keeper for Vroom. Shake and bake, and he takes it in. Touchdown, Eagles. The Bundy with his fourth touchdown of the game.
Vroom and Jungling both admit the fit isn't quite perfect yet, and there is a lot of work to do if they want to reach the ultimate goal, a district title, followed with the trip to the Unidome and the chance for the first state football championship in program history.
I think the motto going around is that we've got some unfinished business left in the tank, so I think that's how we're treating every week. Take it game by game and play by play.
The chance to make that all happen starts tonight in Pleasantville. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.